Thank you. Thank you very much. Put the tape right on. Well, we'll slow things down here a little bit and do a waltz. A Shannon waltz. It's originally played in the key of G. I learned off of Eleanor Townsend from up in Canada. She played in G, and I learned it in G, and I transposed it over to the key of F. Back in the 40s. I never had many requests to play it, but I have it on my album, and I think Kenny Baker recorded it. I just heard it the other night, but several people have been playing it since. And I never had many requests to play it. Tommy Magnus wrote it, Smoky Mountain Rag. Thank you. Better stay out of that key, I believe. All right. One more. All right, one more. I see.
Okay, that was Woody Simmons and band. Okay, now we have another fine musician, performer, who's been a master artist this week, a instructor this week in the banjo, and he's going to be coming on with another whole host of musicians that I think he's gathered up just here in the last few minutes. This fellow's from Pocahontas County. He's a great singer and a great banjo player. Would you welcome Dwight Diller? And I'll ask Dwight to introduce the band.
Okay. mic. Tommy needs a voice mic. Still doing what I told her. That's neat. And this is John Gallagher next to me. And he's a young fiddler. It's coming on real, real strong on them old hardcore West Virginia pieces. And this is Tommy King. And I'm blessed with having the best backup for old time and the whole wide world, guitar backup. And Dirk, I can't remember Dirk's name, he was in my class this summer playing banjo, and he plays this bass as good as anybody I've heard. He's also from up in Connecticut. We're gonna play Otto Wood for you first. Oh, I just happened to think. I didn't bring any tapes with me this week, and everybody else brought tapes. And so if anybody wants one, look me up and give me your name and address, and I'll send you one, and then you send me the money, because I don't want you to give me the money first, because that, something may happen. All right? I'd rather trust you than me. How's that? This is Otto Wood, the bandit, and Otto Wood came from North Carolina, and he copped a freight when he was 5 or 6 years old and came up to West Virginia and started in a life of crime and was finally killed by police after being in and out of prison real often. And I was playing recently for some people from North Carolina, and a lady came up afterwards, and she said, "Was it Salisbury, North Carolina, where he was killed?" And I said, "I think it was." And she said, "Well, you know, when I was a little girl, I remember I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I was scared to death of Otto Wood. I was afraid he would get me." And she said, "I remember the night my daddy came in and told me that two police had him cornered down there and killed him." He said, "My life got better after that." It's a true story here. Step up, buddies, listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but I might sing it wrong. Song about a man called Otto Wood. Can't tell you all, but I wish I could. Well, he walked in the pawn shop a rainy day with the clerk. He had a call, they say. Pulled out a pistol and struck a fatal blow. This is the way the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto. Sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. Jury said murder in the second degree. Judge sentenced him to the penitentiary. They sent him to the pen, but it did no good. It wouldn't hold a man called Otto Wood. Was rambled all around and they rambled out west with the hold up gang. He was shot through the breast. Took him back when he got well. They locked him in a dungeon cell. Now here was a man who would not run. He always carried a 44 gun. Nobody's John Otto. I didn't see run. Otto's them dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun? Last one. Well, he rambled out west and he rambled all around. Sheriff's in a southern town. Said, well, he's stepping in your way. We've been expecting you any day. Well, he pulled out his gun and then he said, make a crooked move and you both fall dead. Better pack up your car and take me out of town. A few minutes later, he was graveyard bound. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's them dead and gone. Otto, would, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
Hold on. Hold on.
It's old time music. Literally kept me alive for about 5 years before I became a Christian. And this particular tune, Christ tells us if we want to follow him, that we have to put our hand to the plow and hold on.
The plan.
As old man Lee Hammond said, now we're going to make you see what the old people had to put up with. This particular tune here is called Shaking Down the Acres. And the next one we're going to do is also a Hammond's tune. It's called Fine Times at Our House. These are the old lonesome pieces that, see, the thing is, John Gallagher here's about half nuts like I am, and that's about all he really likes to play is, and another friend, Ron Mullinix, we're all three about half nuts. We drove people crazy one day. We sat and played this stuff for 2 hours. No words, you just keep on playing, and I'll tell you, you talk about a wailing and gnashing of teeth, it'll do that to you. We're going to make you listen to two, but that's all. It's so important we're even going to let John kick it off. That was a good one for a pop of my button. All evening, whenever it got good, boys, that button would pop. All right, this other one is also a really nice one. Y'all won't know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Amy and I can't get the lowest note on the banjo, but we ain't going up the neck for it, so... Y'all just have to put it in yourself. Is that all right, what I told them? Thank you. Thank you very much. Once in a great while, you get to meet a new musician who's real special.
Like Dwight.
In a whole bunch of ways. Now, of course, you don't know about him because, see, sometimes you get stuck with people. And whenever they go into the room first and there's two beds and they take the queen size and stick you on the little old cubby hole on the porch where the cold air comes in and the French doors are shut. This week, I've been able to meet
Boys,
I ain't putting up much more of this. This is not union. And you ain't getting union scale, so just shut up.
Okay.
I told Jerry I would not say anything about how fat he is. I told him, I said, I would not call him names. And I ain't said nothing yet.
And you better not.
Just play a tune.
No, I don't want to. I want to talk first. Real special. You run into somebody that's a musician that's really good, and they take time for people that are just trying to learn. You don't find many of them. Temptations always be out there in front, and not take time for the people who are in the shape you were at one time and you didn't know nothing. We're going to do the Wild Bill Jones. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to do the Wild Bill Jones. And I wasn't going to have a fist fight over who was going to sing because he's 6'4", and he's probably 200 pounds more than me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
See, I did say something about how much.
I ain't going to get into it. It's too much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to leave the stage and let Greg take over. As we leave, I would appreciate you giving the people that came out with me to support me, who did such a fine job and covered up, give them a hand.
It's a wonderful looking audience out there, and this is a wonderful room for applause. It really just zooms in right here on the stage. It's really great to be up here. Start out with just let's do it together. This is one of Tommy Jarrell's old tunes called Cider Mill. At least you smell better now, right? I'm going to try a tune now that I learned from a guy named Calvin Cole back in Virginia. And this is a song that he said his mother and grandmother had sang to him when he was a kid. And it can be a sad song or it can be a happy song. It just depends on how you interpret it. Some of you may have heard it before. It's a tune called, what is it called?
Red Rocking Chair.
Red Rocking Chair, that's the name of the tune. It's also called Sugar Baby Now. Thank you. got no honey, baby, now. Ain't got no sugar, baby, now. Rock the cradle and who sing the song? Who rock the cradle when I'm gone? Who rock the cradle when I'm gone? An old round to come along, stole my sugar baby and gone. And I ain't got no honey baby now. Don't guess I need a honey anyhow. Cradle and who sings songs? Who rocked the cradle when I'm gone? Who rocked the cradle when I'm gone? I'll rock the cradle and I'll sing the songs. I'll rock the cradle when you're gone. I'll rock the cradle. Honey baby now, oh, ain't got no honey baby now. We're going to try one now. This is a little more, less melancholy song. This is an old tune called Jimmy Sutton.
something you can't dance without. You can't dance without the air.